Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax. It's a good thing when you get a guy like Ruddy on the air. He's a good guy, and I got to tell you something. Newsmax is an amazing operation, and it is due to Chris that it is what it is. You're going to see some amazing coverage coming from the Middle East, and you'll see it on Newsmax. I appreciate him being here. Now, one of the things we did not get to with Chris is his longstanding friendship with President Trump. And he has seen President Trump operate for decades. I mean, they have been friends for probably 50 years. I will tell you this, our farewell dinner in Israel, Chris had to take a call in the middle of saying a few words. And it wasn't like, I got to go wash my hair, I'll be right back. The phone rang, and I forget what I think the ringtone actually was one of the Star Wars, themes. And he picked it right up, answered, and started walking. Right, it was President Trump. And I don't even know what time it was here. I don't really remember what time it was there, but he was like, I gotta go. And he went into another room and had an extended conversation with President Trump, because that's his relationship with the president. And one of the things that Chris would be able to address far better than I can, but I'm going to address it anyway, is what I call the king of trolling. There's nobody better than Donald Trump at getting inside the heads of the leftists. Now, they've been dealing with him in the political sense for 10 years. 10 years. And guess what? He still wins. They cannot help but be against anything he's in favor of. Politically speaking, that's not good for them. Because what President Trump has made clear is that he is in favor of law and order. He is in favor of law-abiding citizens. He is in favor of supporting law enforcement officers. And he is against criminals and criminal activity and violent crime. And because they have such contempt for him, they are siding with the criminals committing acts of violent crime. Only Donald Trump could get anybody to stand up and be supportive of criminals committing violent crimes. Let's take a listen to some of these brain surgeons. Now, the first one, I do have to give you the official warning. Sip something if you are drinking something now. Now is the time to sip it. Yes, 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 it's an MSNBC thing, and I don't know what their new name is going to be. And I mean, I would imagine if they're still around it anyway, we'll still have to do the warnings just for safety purposes. But the reason I urge you to do it is so that you do not spit any sort of a liquid on your laptop or on your windshield. You don't want to do that. So now that you've had the warning, you have had time to recalibrate here. How about cut number one, please?
So, David French, the question is then for Democrats, and you can offer some free political advice, too, if you'd like to. What is the way through this? We have heard Governor Moore, Governor Pritzker, Governor Newsom saying we welcome partnership. We welcome more cops. We want people in our streets to feel safe. But we're not doing it his way. We're not going to have troops walking down the streets of Baltimore and Chicago and Los Angeles.
I mean, you have to use the truth to blow up his narrative. And the truth is this, that people forget he was president in 2020. And when crime really exploded, when violent crime really exploded in a way that was terrifying and dangerous, it happened in 2020 in his presidency, his first term. Ever since 2020, I think Democrats could say we've been dealing with the fallout and we've been trying to wrestle and bring this under control and have had a lot of success. You can look at declining crime rates in the Biden term. These declines have continued in this year. So there has been a story of success to say he was in charge when this blew up, and we've been dealing with the fallout ever since.
Interesting, don't you think? Word breaking, by the way, on that shooting at the Catholic Church in Minneapolis. The FBI is now involved investigating it as possible domestic terrorism. So remember what terrorism is. I mean, it, like everything else, has an actual definition. So for this to be domestic terrorism, there has to be some sort of a political portion to it. So it's not just, hey, some crazy guy went in and killed a bunch of people. It's that some depraved individual went somewhere. And because they were trying to advance some sort of an agenda, did something awful. Now, you and I are looking at this as decent people, right? Decent people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're saying, well, how could anybody kill a little kid? Right? That's what you and I are doing. We're reacting in a very, very, very emotional manner because we're good people. But you have to look at some of the legal portions of this, and that's why the domestic terrorism angle comes into play with the FBI. Let me give you another tiny little piece here. We have just enough time for this one. Now, it's CNN, which, in all candor, is really not much different from MSNBC anymore. But cut number three.
What do you think this will look like? Specialized National Guard units around the country to, quote, deal with public order issues.
The average American has to know that this order for what we call quick reaction forces has been in existence for over 15 years. When I was the acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau, we made sure to put that into the guidance for all the states to be able to pull people from existing units rapidly, to be able to assist the governor for any kind of situation that he or she may need. So the idea of creating specialized units, which, by the way, it's the language that matters. Essentially, what the president is doing through the Secretary of Defense is creating units, official military units, to, quite frankly, guard, or not guard, watch the American people. And that's the thing that is absolutely abhorrent. It reminds me so much of what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
So, I mean, Americans aren't used to this kind of mobilization of federal troops, right? They just aren't in their cities. Does this prime them to see the use of military domestically to be normal? And what concerns does that raise for you?
I believe fully that the president wants to put as a show of force to anybody who opposes him, he wants armed and uniformed military on the streets. If his true intent is all about law and order, then this should be what it is. It should be a law enforcement operation, not a military operation. He should restore the funds for community policing, for education, for the hiring of policemen and women in all of the jurisdictions, whether it's the largest city or the smallest town.
The desperation is palpable. All that Donald Trump has said is we're in favor of law-abiding citizens conducting their lives in the way they want to see fit without running the risk that a criminal is going to hurt them or take their stuff. That's what he's doing. And because of the anger that the leftists have for the president, they are siding with the criminals. It is fascinating to watch. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.